Brad, could you go over my itinerary with me while I get some papers ready? I have another client to see at 3:30, and I'm afraid we won't get another chance to talk before I have to leave.
Certainly, Miss Stanton. I know you've been rushed.
Have you got the tickets and everything?
Don't worry about that. The train leaves at 5:30, so I've asked the cab company to send a car to pick you up here at 5 sharp and take you to the station.
Thanks, Brad. But I think I'll just use the subway. At least I'll know it won't get stuck in traffic.
Then you'd better leave here by 4:45. The station will be packed.
If I don't get tied up with a client, I think I can get out of here by 4:30. That way I'll have time to get a slice of pizza at the station.
Pizza? You're going to kill yourself if you don't start eating better.
Brad, you're starting to sound like my mother. Anyway, what about the schedule?
You'll arrive in Washington at 8:48. You should reach your hotel by 9:15.
What about Jack Andrews?
The reporter? Are you sure you won't be too tired to meet him?
Brad, stop worrying so much. Jack and I go way back. We were in law school together, but Jack gave it up to become a journalist. I never go to D.C. without meeting Jack.
All right, then. He sent a fax saying that he can meet you in the hotel lobby at 9:30.
Great. Send him an email message to confirm it. How about the next day?
The conference starts at 9, but there is nothing on the agenda that you need to attend until the president's speech at 11.
I hope I'll have time for lunch before my speech.
Your committee is having lunch together in the Rainbow Room on the top floor of the conference center.
What time will that be?
12:30. Then at 2, your committee's presentation will begin. You are the third speaker and scheduled to begin your address at 2:30.
30 minutes, right?
Yes, you were one of the two main speakers.
Anything else before dinner?
Well, not necessarily, but I thought you might be interested in this talk given by a Japanese attorney about recent changes in labor law over there.
Really? That sounds interesting. Schedule me for that.
Okay, it starts at 4:30 and goes for an hour. Then your committee is booked for dinner at 7. You'll have plenty of time to go back to the hotel and freshen up.
Is dinner going to be at the conference center too?
No, they've booked a place called the Parthenon, a Greek restaurant in Georgetown.
Oh, great. That sounds much more relaxing than hanging around the conference center the whole time.
I haven't booked your return ticket yet. Do you want to go to any of the presentations on the second day of the conference?
Not really.
Shall I get you on the late night train back to New York?
Well, I would like to be home on Sunday, but if we're going to have dinner in Georgetown, we'll probably have a few drinks as well. I guess it makes more sense to spend another night. Could you get me on a train around 10?
The earliest express is at 10:20.
Fine. Make the reservation, cancel the taxi, call the hotel and tell them it will be two nights instead of one. And by all means, get back to Jack and let him know I'll see him at 9:30 tonight.